Are you in church?
Amen.
As Christians, what do we say? Thank you, God, and God is good. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father God, we are your children. We gather together in your holy and precious name in obedience to your word. Ha! We ask you to guide and direct us and help us to share with one another, to be with one another, and to appreciate who each and every one of us are. In your holy and precious name of your sweet Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. This is Footloose and Fancy Free. And I have a real problem with reading the Bible and understanding the Bible until I come back to one thing. I'm me. So this morning I want to talk to you about me, okay? Me and God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's beautiful.
Amen.
And that's true. But for me, the Bible says don't change the words, okay? But for me, I change the word. Close your eyes. For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son so that if I would believe, I would not perish. I would have everlasting life. This God thing with me, I live my life all day long. And everything I do in my life is about me. And where is God? What is God? Okay? Right now I want you to think of the one thing that really interests you above all other things in your life. Have you got an answer? Next, I want you to think of the purpose in your life. You're living your life by your standards for your purpose. What is your purpose? And the next thing I want you to think about is the word dominant. Father, help us all to understand you. Okay. This God thing. This me thing. You've already done this. What interests you? What is God's interest? Okay? He's sovereign, he's supreme, he loves, he controls everything. But fundamentally and basically, there is one point that I need to be made aware of. God is interested in me. Okay? Okay, I'm on the short side of a lot of things. I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I don't have all the money. I can't run. I can't. Well, there's a lot of can't on the line. And to me, that's important, okay? But to God, it isn't. Because in his power and in his purpose, for his honor and his glory, he's interested in me. Do you wake up and know that? Do you live your life daily knowing that it's you? That God is interested in you? What is God's purpose with you? God's purpose is to reclaim you as his child. And not only to reclaim you as his child, but to give to you everything that he can give you as long as you are truly obedient in love to him. Wow, the promises that are in his words that are mine. Do I realize them? Well, we need to be careful here. I realize some of them. But all of the bounty that I have in my life does not equal what God really wants me to have in my life. He wants me to be with him. He wants to guide me. He wants to direct me. What does Matthew 6:33 say? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of what God has will not be given to you. The strength to walk from day to day, the ability, like you've done this morning, to wake up, to be here, and the rest of the day is yours to live your life by your way, by your standards. But God wants to be very much a part of that. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these things will be added unto you. Okay, I'm not the best little guy about being obedient. And we need to take that one step further when we talk about being obedient in love. Whoops, I'm a little bit on the short side of that. As a matter of fact, I'm clear on the short side of that. But you know what? God's standing there and he's going, okay, you tried it and you didn't do it, but you're mine and I love you and I'm with you to help you try it again. He's never going to give up on me. Hopefully, I'm never going to give up on him. And the other point, the other word that we read that I gave you this morning is the word dominant. What does the word dominant mean? Well, the word dominant. Forgive me a minute. Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creator, new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. What does that mean for me? All things have become new. Do you remember the day I was saved? I do. And I turned around and I said, God, I want to be saved. And God says, okay, you know the procedure. And I said, yep. And I turned around to Jesus and Jesus looks at me and he says, you really want to be saved? And I looked at him and said, yeah, I've said that. I really want to be saved. So Jesus takes a sword out and he stands there and he runs it right through my heart. And I'm dead. That's what happens when the sword goes through your body. Okay. So I get up off of the ground and I still have the sword piercing my body. What is this sword? The sword that Jesus Christ used is the Word of God. And when I become up off the ground, I am new, according to the Bible. All things have been passed away. All things have become new. At this point, God, through Jesus Christ, wants to be dominant in my life. And I have to spend the rest of my life living in a manner where I gradually surrender the sins in my life to the way God wants me to be through Jesus in my life. It's called growing in Christ. It's a gradual release of the sins in my life. And do I ever get to the point where I have gotten rid of all of the sins in my life? The answer is no. Because there's only one Jesus Christ. There is one, only one perfect. And I am to grow in Christ's likeness for the rest of my life. And in this gradual process of growing in Christ's likeness, in surrendering the sins that are in my life, oh, it's real easy to get rid of some of the sins, okay? But there are some other sins that really hang on. Really caused me trouble. Yeah, I'm walking down the road and I fall in a mud puddle, okay? I've got to get back up. And when I get up with mud all over me, God's standing there. He's not mad at me, okay? He's standing there waiting to help me with his hands out, if I'm willing to take it. The Bible says my entire life is to be lived first seeking the things of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto me. And there's one other promise I want to leave you with. Sean, will you read for me?
Sure.
The back part of your bulletin.
Turn to the back of your bulletin. There's a poem on the back.
Will you read it in the mic for you?
This poem is named Going Home Will Be So Sweet. Each heartache I have along life's way makes me long for that wonderful day when trials and tears will be all be o'er and I am safe on that golden shore. I long to see my great Savior's face. I thank Him for His amazing grace. When in this world no more I'll roam, then we'll be safe in my heavenly home. I'll see those friends who've gone before and loved ones dear on that bright shore. All my sorrows and woes will be past when I am home with my Savior at last. I know going home will be so sweet, for then Jesus, my Savior, I will meet face to face in that wonderful place when I have finished life's last race.
God's purpose. I was born. God created humankind, so I'm part of humankind. I am part of God's creation. In living my life, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. In living my life, the closer I walk with God, the closer God can walk with me, and the closer God walks with me, the more of God's bounty and grace I will have in my life. All right, there's one other little kick right here. As I was baptized into Christ's glory, I was baptized into His suffering. So my life isn't going to be honey and flowers all the day long. But God, in His promise, irregardless of where I am, not only created me, He has a place for me to go. He's taking me to heaven. That's life eternal in His presence with His bounty and His glory. My mansion is being prepared for me by Christ. And Christ is again going to come and take me so that I can be with Him. You see, this God thing for me is very much the same as this God thing for you. As His children, together as brothers and sisters, we all share in this bounty. Hopefully, we can live for His honor and His glory. Because, hey, I'm imperfect, okay? I stumble, yeah. I have to get up and I have to walk. But always after getting up, realizing that I've stumbled, okay. When I stumble, I say, thank you, Satan. Because Satan has shown me one other point in my life that I need to really work on. So for God's honor, for God's glory, and all things, this God thing is very personal. This God thing is very real. And I hope that for you and the way you live your lives, you can also say that this God thing is something that is truly yours.